若人穿袈裟，不理诸垢秽，无诚实克己，不应着袈裟。
One who wears the standard robe, who is yet not free from stain, without restraint and truthfulness, for the standard robe is unfit.
一般呢，我们讲袈裟叫做染色衣，就是呢加在衣服上的种种颜料。那么染色衣呢，不能用啊五大鲜艳色，就是红色、黄色、红色、白色以及青色。
The monk's cassock can be also called the standard robe. There are five primary colors which were prohibited to stain on the cassock: red, yellow, green, white, and blue.
染色衣呢，不是只有出家人穿。穿染色衣的目的，就是呢不让自己着很鲜艳的颜色，也就是要破除自己啊对种种鲜艳喜欢炫耀的习气。
The standard robe is not only be worn by the monk. Why do people wear the standard robe? They start to break down the bad habits for loving thecolorful and to do away parade themselves.
所以呢，但凡喜欢穿不鲜艳颜色，喜欢素雅，就是呢，开始啊，往内心要修正的人。
One who likes to dress in a simple style instead of colorful suit. It represents that the person has started to revise themselves from their deeply old mind.
那么出家人呢也穿染色衣，不过呢出家人的染色衣多半是呢黑灰色，可是呢出家人的衣呢有另外一个名称叫做割截衣，裁割剪断，也就是不是整批布所做，也不是好布料所做，所以呢又叫做福田衣。
No matter you are the monk or layman, once you wear the uncolorful of standardrobes, you act just like the cultivated person. You have to restrain yourself from seeking the materials. You have to restrain the desire of love.
所以不管在家人或者是出家人，但凡穿上这个染色衣，也就是这个不好看的颜色也就是等于修道人的衣，那么就要懂得呢克制，真诚呢实在的克制自己对外物的贪求，以及呢对内心所起的种种的呢情欲。
If the person dressed in a simple and uncolorful style of standard robe, yet you are so selfish and detestation inside their mind, the standard robe doesn't fit on them.
那么如果呢有人外形啊穿这个不是很漂亮颜色， 的衣服就是染色衣，内心中充满了贪欲、自私、自利，内心中呢充满了嗔恚，这样的人呢没有资格穿染色衣。
There was a layman who considered himself as a Buddhist. He considered himself that he believed in the Tibetan Buddhism. Why? He was able to drink and to eat the dog as a Tibetan Buddhist. I speak to him, you are not following the teaching of Tibetan Buddhist.Other people will be shame on you and your master.
好像呢，以前呢有一个居士，他走到哪里都告诉别人我是佛教徒。有一天呢，他突然间冒出一句：“不过我是密宗的佛教徒。”我说：“为什么你要特别强调是密宗佛教徒呢？”他说：“因为啊，我信密宗有一个好处。”可以喝酒吃狗肉。我说你这个不叫做呢学密宗的，你这个样子呢简直就是侮辱你的师长。
One time I went to the market. I met a lay woman who kept saying 阿弥陀佛阿弥陀佛 to anyone she met.But I felt that she was just paid lip service. She wanted to buy the meat in a meat stand. She spoke to the seller, "Give me a large piece of meat. You are so Amitabha." She kept reciting the Amitabha, Amitabha, but Amitabha was not in her mind.She also blamed other people. You are not able to eat the meat. Her mind was full with the greedy, but she blamed for others.
那么更有一次呢，那次的因缘呢，是我正好去菜市场。也看到呢一个居士口中一直念哦阿弥陀佛哎呦阿弥陀佛，好，就一直讲阿弥陀佛，然后告诉别人我都是念阿弥陀佛的，然后去买肉买猪肉，切大块一点给我啦，多一点啦，便宜啦，你这个贵死人了，你这个切肉真是阿弥陀佛，你为什么要吃肉？他一边指责别人，一边呢又呈现自己的贪欲。
I follow after her. She then went to a vegetable stand. She bought onlyA bunch of vegetables. Yet she asked the seller to give her the ginger, onion, garlic as the gift. She was proud of herself. She spoke to the seller, I am a Buddhist. I recite the name of Buddha, Amitabha. You are so lucky to meet with me. You will receive the good fortune because you give the ginger, onion, garlic to me as the gift.
然后呢，我站在后面看，他走过菜档的时候买菜，买一把菜，又是要葱，又是要蒜，又是要姜，买一把菜要人家赠送他。姜、葱、蒜，还有呢，香菜。然后他嘴巴跟人讲：“哎呀，你跟我结缘真好，我是念佛的人呢，你知道吗？你这个东西多给我的话，你福德很大哦。”
After the day woman left away, I find an interesting view. The vegetable seller just turned his head over. He had the eyes contact with the meat seller. They spoke at the same time. I hate this Buddhist who considered herself for reciting the Amitabha.
然后呢，等那个女人往前走的时候，我看到一个有趣的画面。这个卖菜的呢，转头啊，正好看到那个卖肉的那个人的眼光。然后那个卖肉的摇摇头，卖菜那个也摇摇头。他们两个人同时讲一句话，我最讨厌这个念佛的人。
While I came closer to them, they just looked at me. They felt so shame and answered me, 师父, we are so sorry. We are not talking about you. You won't do that as the woman we are complaining.
当他们一讲完的时候呢，正好抬起眼，看到我在旁边。然后他马上呢，他们马上觉得很不好意思啊，师父啊，对不起啦，对不起啦，不是你啦，你不会啦。你不会这样啦。
While I came closer to them, they just looked at me. They felt so shame and answered me. 师父, we are so sorry.We are not talking about you. You won't do that as the woman we are complaining.
这个呢，就是讲到那个佛要让我们自己能够克制自己，真诚的对待自己，实在的停止自己很多不善的行为，不是你嘴巴呢讲说，哎呀，我愿意帮助谁，我愿意帮助谁，那么我愿意做多好的人，通通都没有做。我一再告诉你们，把以前所发的愿，现在成就它。为什么？你们一直妄语的结果，就令众生憎恶你们。
What is the main idea for this story? The name of Buddha, Amitabha, which is teaching us how to restrain our mind to do away many of bad habits, to face the reality side of yourself. You have to success whatever you have vowed before.It is not only to speak the word that I want to help the living being. I want to benefit other people, but they just speak. They did not action. Right now, you have to make your dream come true, which is to.Do your best as you can to success any vows that you have vowed before. If you do not success the vow, the living being will so shame on you because you lie every time.And they are not able to respect of you because you never make your vow come true.
我一再告诉你们，一切因缘都是公平的，没有天下的好事都给你包揽的机会。 没有。好像你自己走路，每一步走下去，你很真实的在走，你很感谢人家平路给你走，你就能感受到平路的美妙。你一点都不感谢，你仍然在积嫌，这个路怎么还有这么多石头？好像那一天我告诉你们一块钱的作用。
I was always mentioned, all cause and result are fairly. It is that if you have your feet planted on solid ground, you will feel so grateful for those people who made the road for you to walk. If you, with no grateful mind, and kept complaining, how unsmooth road is. Moreover, I mention a story of $1.
同样的两个人，各自都有一块钱。那么这一块钱，其中一个就说啊，还好，我还有一块钱。所有的一切都从一块钱开始，一块钱我可以来做生意，可以发展无量。而另外一个人呢，就在那边抱怨，啊，只剩一块钱，这一块钱用完就没了，我就死定了。一块钱能够让一个人生，一块钱能够让一个人死亡。那么我们怎么选择手中这一块钱？
There were two people who both owned $1 on hand. One of people felt so happy to own $1. All cause and result begin with $1. He thinks that he is able to do many of things in $1.Indeed, another person was complained for only owning $1. I own nothing after I spend the dollar. $1 can make the person alive, and $1 can also make the person die. How do you expect yourself to useYou were $1.
所以今天呢，我们呢穿这个染色衣，以出家人来说，我们穿的叫做福田衣。怎么样能成为广大福田？就是要能够利益众生，为众生做衣子之处。我曾经告诉你们，我们希望别人尊重我们，我们要问自己有多少分量让别人尊重。别人尊重我们，别人不尊重我们，必定是要问你自己如何做人。
We wear the standard robeThe standard robe can be called by the name of bracing field clothes for the monk. How to success the bracing field? The main major point is that we have to understand how to benefit and help other living beings. I had ever mentioned, before we ask others to respectTo us, we had to ask ourselves first that how much we had done to other people in order to make people respect for ourselves. You have to ask yourself this question.
那么穿染色衣的目的 就是已经要放下呢对种种啊美好的东西的贪求，也就是外在我执的放下，要净除内心的污染，那么所行所作，既然自己对外在物质的贪求要放下，要净除自己内心的污染，就是要以利益他人为主，怎么你们净往自私上堆积呢？净往自己的利益上计算呢？
The reason for willing the standard slope, which is asking people to do away the greedy for seeking the beautiful and perfect things, to do away the greedy for seeking the material, and then to purify your mind. How to purify our mind? We have tried our best to benefit other living beings.For everything we are doing, but why do you become more selfish than before?
要诚实的、真实的面对自己，这样才有资格说我是一个学佛、学觉醒的人。学佛的行为是自觉觉他，如果不能够自觉觉他，你披着阿弥陀佛的袈裟，口中所说哎呀你要念佛你要行佛，但是是以心去轮回，心所行却是贪的地狱，那么里外不是人。自己都欺骗自己，如何要众生尊重你？
A real Buddhist has to follow the teaching of the Buddha.With the restraint and truthfulness mind. A real Buddhist has to understand how to enlighten themselves and then enlighten others. If we do not able to enlighten ourselves and then enlighten others, the standard rules do not fit on us.If the person who wears the standard robe with the untruly mind, inside their minds are full with lots of evil ideas, they only understand to speak the word by the mouth. This is the other kind of transmigration.If you do so, how do you expect others to respect you? You are not following in with the role of human beings. Even people lie to themselves. How to expect others to respect themselves?
若人离诸垢，能善持戒律，克己与诚实，彼应着袈裟。
A one who is self-cleansing of stain, immoral conduct, firmly said, having restraint and truthfulness, is fit for the standard robe.
如果呢有人啊可以离开所有的这些染垢，什么叫染垢呢？其实染垢呢叫做相续心。
One who is self-cleansing of stain. What is the meaning for the stain? The stain produced by the continuous mind and unceasing thought.
就好像今天呢，我们看到一朵花，如果你没有相续心，一朵花看到就只是看到。什么叫相续心呢？当我看到这一朵花，接着呢，我就起心，哇，这一朵花很美。接着呢，我就凑进去一闻，这一朵花很香。然后呢，过不了多久，这朵花呢，就来了一个小孩子折走了。那我就在那里舍不得，哎呀，好可惜呀，这一朵花。又起了相续的贪心，如果这一朵花能永远开放，多好啊。这种舍不得的愚痴念，然后放在脑海中，随时随地都希望这一朵花再重新出现，这个叫做染污所形成的啊深厚的污垢。
For example, you have saw a flower.If you stop the unceasing thought, the flower is just a flower when you see it. What is called by the continuous mind and unceasing thought? The first twinkle of an eye when I saw a flower, the first thought came out from my mind. How beautiful the flower is! The second thought came out.The flower has sweet smelling. Just a while later, a boy came and plucking the flower. I then felt so pitiful. How pitiful the flower is. The continuous mind produced. How nice if the flower is lasting. The foolish thinking is lasting on your mind.They can be called the stand mind.
我们人呢，与人之间相处，当你第一眼看到这个人的时候，没什么。第二眼兴起念头，就想，这个人我很喜欢。第三眼呢，心里就想，这个人有很多啊习惯跟我一样。然后呢，我就跟这个人相处，然后呢，就喜欢上这个人。当你贪心的喜欢上这个人，就开始嫉妒，他怎么可以跟别人比较好？就开始讨厌跟他相处的那个人，乃至有时候呢，就恨起啊这个跟你很好的这个人。可是如果你没有相续的起这个贪心，跟这个人起相续的意念，那么每天都有这么多这样的人在我们行路的过程，遇到就放下，遇到就放下的话，就不会有啊这种叫做相续心染污的啊脏垢。
For one more example, when people first meet and get along with each other, the first twinkle of an eye, you haven't left a deep impression. The second twinkle of eyes, I like this person so much. The third twinkle of eyes, the person is similar with me. And then I am getting along with this person. Finally, we fall in love to each other. And then you are jealous when you find that this person is getting along with others. You also had the other person who get along with the person you love. You even had the person you have loved originally. If you are not greedy in the desire of love, you are not able to stop the unceasing thought to this person. Therefore, the continuous mind of stand is produced. You meet many of other people every daily life when you walk on the street. If you don't put them in your mind, the stand is not produced.
是停止自己的相续心，不要让自己呢看到境界，在我们心中啊起这么多的评判，起这么多呢我欲的啊污染。如果你没有这么多我欲的污染，人与人之间能不能相处？可以。就像每天有一些人呢去百货公司，每天都会碰到很多的人，人来我们打一声招呼，人去就去了，这个是我们的生命。光阴所教导我们的智慧，没有人能够把昨天拿来今天重复生活。你说我要把生命停留在昨天吗？不可能。那为什么我们一直呢相续的膨胀自己的情绪，而染污了我们本来呢宽广无限的心量？
How to do away from the stain? You had to stop the continuous mind and unseat sensor produced through the mind. Don't come out lots of feeling when any situation appears in front of you. Don't produce the stain of self-deserve. People will be getting along to each other so well.It is just that when we go to the department store, we meet lots of people. We even say hello to them. But once they left, they had also gone from your mind. No one is able to bring the time back to today. No one has the ability to live a totally same life as yesterday.Why do you stand by the continuous mind that you have originally owned? Why do you stop the expand of your wisdom?
能善持戒律。什么是能善持戒律呢？善持是一种智慧。戒呢就是啊，停止。那么用我们身心的智慧，从我们心中涌出，就让我们随时随地自己懂得停止多余不需要的贪心，那我们就能够自律。佛陀为什么要自戒？因为现在的人不懂得制止自己的贪心， 所以需要呢戒条来规约，让大众共同遵守。而根本的目的在于懂得让自己从心当中起善欢喜，然后善行善受，然后善觉。如果我们能够这么做，我们不但呢是啊奉持佛陀戒律的行者，也是呢从身口意当中能自律的行者。
In moral conduct, firmly said, which is mean to take and receive the precepts. If you are able to take and receive the precept, it's one kind of wisdom. The precept is the rule to help you to stop the evil. The truly wisdom came out of our minds, and then when we understand to stop the greedy,At any moment, then we are able to restrain our behavior. The reason that the Buddha made the precepts, because of the living being are not able to restrain themselves for seeking the material, they have no ability to stop the greedy of mind. Therefore, the rules were made. The major reason for making the precepts, which is teaching us,How to calm out the truly joyful mind from the mind, and then people are able to act in good way, upset the thing with joyful mind, and then enlighten the truthfulness. If we are able to do so, we are the truly cultivator. We are able to restrain ourselves through the body, speech, and mind.
克己与诚实，克制自己呢的行为，以及眼耳鼻舌身对环境的贪欲，真诚实在。我们都以为我们自己很真诚，很实在。可是事实上呢，犯了很多的自己欺骗自己而不自。就像上次呢，我有讲过，你明明看到这个人呢，只六七十岁的女人，然后呢，她却穿着呢那个十七八岁女孩子的衣服，我们心中看到马上就起鸡弦，这个好像妖怪一样。可是呢，当我们碰到这个人，我们就啊说，哎呀，你今天穿得好漂亮。
Having restraint and truthfulness.To restrain your action and the greedy for seeking the material. To be a truthfulness person. We thought that we are truthfulness to any people and the situation. But in fact,We even lie to ourselves. I had mentioned a story before. We saw an old age of woman who wearing a girl's suit. Inside our mindWe blame on her just like a monster. But once we meet the woman, we lie to her and lie to to ourselves, "You look so beautiful today." People are not able to truly face on themselves.
可是呢，如果这个时候我们是一个啊克制自己的人，也是一个诚实的人，我们会怎么说呢？克制自己就是呢不应该结恶缘。怎么样诚实呢？这时候我应该会啊反问我自己，如果我六七十岁的时候，我是不是希望常常很年轻？我会常常回忆年轻的时候，所以我也希望呢别人看到我是年轻的。所以本身呢那个老女人没有错，错在我们在看的这个人很多的啊添加自己呢喜欢评判他人的这种啊不善的因缘。所以克制自己很重要，也就是停止自己不善的相续心很重要。
If we are a truthfulness person, we will able to restrain ourselves for stopping the criticism to other people. I will ask myself, do I wish to have a young looking at my age of 60 to 70? I will wish that I will have a young looking when people look at me. Therefore, the old woman wasn't wrong. The evil thing came out from our mind to criticize others, which is wrong. Therefore, it is more important to stop the evil continuous mind and unceasing thought came out from our mind.
就是深观对方的心，然后呢，反问自己，我们不应该以我现在呢，就去评判他那个年龄。当我们知道为什么他今天会这么做的时候，哦，他当然回忆年轻，他希望能年轻，啊，所以他没有错。如果是我反观到我将来也会如此，那我所说出来的话就会是真实的。这时候我怎么说呢？我会说，哦，你今天你的心很年轻哦。我讲的是不是真实语？他今天心很年轻，很想年轻，很希望大家看到都很年轻，所以不是物质上只是展现心的内容。那我们现在就看到那个物质的表象，就做种种的揣测跟批评，就看不到心的内容是什么。而为什么他会有这种心？因为珍贵，年轻时候的珍贵。那如果我们现在也能体谅那个时候的心，我们就能理解为什么他今天会有这种行为。这个就是克己与诚实。
You have to understand the truly thinking of other people, and then you have to ask yourself, we are not able just to criticize her age. If we truly understand of her mind, we understand that she wished to stay in young age forever. And she wore the girl's suit. She had not fault. If we introspect that we will have the action just that this old woman when we had the same old age as her, we would speak to her, "You have a young heart," instead of laughing at her. the shape of our looking represent of her mind. But most of people are not able to understand the truly meaning and thinking inside the mind. They just understand to criticize to other by looking the outside. This old woman wished to have a young life, therefore she wore the girl of soup. If we do not understand of her, we won't criticize on her action. We have restraint and truthfulness.
那么就好像呢，有一个老居士，他呢想结善缘。那么这个老居士呢，想结这个啊所谓的啊无住相的因缘。所以呢，他每天呢、啊，都准备一桌饭菜，然后到黄昏的时候呢，就到他家附近的桥头去啊。碰到的第一个人，不管是谁，他都请他回来吃饭，让他饱足而去。
There was an old layman who liked to form a nice curve with other strangers. He prepared one table of meal every day. Before the sunset, he stand on a bridge closer to his house. He invited the stranger who he had met during the day to have the meal at his house.
他不管呢，认不认识，反正碰到的第一个人就是他今天的客人。就这样子，他请人家吃饭呢，吃了好几十年。然后呢，他们家啊，有一个女儿出家。这个老居士呢，活到八十多岁的时候，有一次呢，因为身体渐渐老化，所以他那个出家的女儿啊，那个师父就回来看他。
No matter who they are, the first person he had met who was his guest, he had been invited the stranger to join the meal with him for up to 10 years. He had a young daughter and his age of 80. His body got worse. His young daughter went visiting him.
那么他那个师父啊，每次告诉他啊，你年纪大了，念阿弥陀佛啊，他都不念。他说我做人很好啊，每天结善缘，这样就可以了。当他八十多岁呢，大概是差不多九十岁的时候，有一天呢、啊，他突然间问他那个女儿师父，他问：“哎，你们佛教里面那个南无阿弥陀佛要怎么念啊？我看人家都念阿弥陀佛，阿弥陀佛要怎么念？他自己已经在念，他还问人家怎么念？他说你们那个佛怎么念？”他的女儿师父就跟他讲：“就这样啊，就你讲的这样啊，阿弥陀佛，阿弥陀佛，阿弥陀佛，就这样一直念呢。”他说就这样一直念，没有变化吗？就这样一直念。他说我这样念对不对？阿弥陀佛，阿弥陀佛，阿弥陀佛。他说对。
His young daughter had been taught him to recite the 阿弥陀佛. He never listened to her. He answered, I am a nice person. I only like to form a nice curve with other strangers.When his age of 90, he suddenly asked one question to his young daughter, how to recite Namo Amitabha? I heard that many of people are reciting Amitabha. How can I recite it? Even he was already been reciting, he still asked his non-daughter this question. His non-daughter answered to him, "It is easy. You can just recite Amitabha, 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 word by word." He replied, "That's it? I am doing the right way. Amitabha, Amitabha, Amitabha." Her daughter answered to him, "You are doing fine."
然后呢，过一下，他说这样子念阿弥陀佛，我会了。那你们那个这个寺庙里面有一些人呢，都穿那个黑色的衣服，叫海青的啊。啊，那个要怎么穿啊？他们那个师父就觉得奇怪了，今天这个爸爸怎么搞的啊？啊，又要学穿海青，要学念佛。他跟他讲，就这样穿，这样穿，好。然后呢，他那个老爸爸就跟他讲，那你那一件拿来我穿穿看好不好？好，他那个女儿师父呢，就啊将他的海青就拿给他的爸爸穿，然后还教他穿。好，他穿好了之后就问，你看我穿这样庄不庄严？他的女儿说，庄严庄严。好，那你这一件给我穿好不好？他说好。
I know how to recite the Amitabha now. He kept asking his non-daughter, how to wear the layman's robe? Can you teach me? His non-daughter felt so interesting and strange for his father. She then taught him the way to wear the old layman then asked his non-daughter to borrow him the layman's robe. When he was wearing with the layman's robe, he asked his non-daughter, "Am I look nice?" He also asked her to give this layman's robe to him.
当他呢穿好那个海青的时候，然后他又问他那个女儿啊，师父说，听说你们佛教里面还有一个什么这个人死啊，或是呢睡觉的时候要吉祥卧，那什么是吉祥卧啊？那个吉祥卧要怎么卧啊？这个女儿呢就觉得更有意思了，怎么爸爸今天又要学念佛，又要穿海青，又要吉祥卧呢？这时候呢他就说，来来，我教你。他躺在床上呢，啊，头向北方，面向西方，就像佛陀呢，啊，休息的时候，入涅槃的时候呢，所握的方向跟姿势。他说这个就是吉祥握。这老人家就说，来，我试试看。
He then kept asking his non-daughter,I was ever heard that there is one kind of sleep position which was called by the auspicious sleep position. Can you teach me? His non-daughter felt so strange and interesting to his father, and she showed him, and she lay on the bed. Her head set to waist.Her face, nose, and her father answered, "Let me try it."
这时候呢，他的老爸爸就躺在床上，穿着海青，就问他那个啊女儿师父说，我这样吉祥卧对吗？他的师父就说，对对对。海青这样对吗？对对对。然后阿弥陀佛阿弥陀佛这样念对吗？他说对对对。那所有的家人呢都围在床边在看笑话，看今天这个老爸爸好像是有点疯了，老人痴呆了， 干什么啊？这时候就看到他那个老爸爸，听到他那个女儿说对对对之后，一群人围在他旁边在取笑，然后呢他就闭着眼睛说这样对吗？他说对，然后他就阿弥陀佛阿弥陀佛阿弥陀佛，就没声音了，念三声佛号就这样往生。啊，大家以为他睡着了，经过好几个小时之后呢，再一看同样是吉祥卧的姿势，面带笑容一动都不动，才知道呢他已经断气了。这个呢，这个人有资格穿袈裟，为什么呢？因为他一生所做的事没有第二次。我今天跟你结缘，你明天因为认识我想来再吃一顿饭也没有，我不要，我要去桥上等我第一个客人。那么现在要入涅槃，就是现在入涅槃，就珍惜当下，放下昨日。这样的人呢，就是有资格穿袈裟，懂得奉持戒律，真实诚实生活的人。
This old layman willing with layman's robe and then lie down in bed. He asked his non-daughter, do I follow by the correct sleeping position as the Buddha? His non-daughter answered, yes.The way that I wear the layman's robe isn't right. His non-daughter answered to him, you are doing right. He kept asking, 阿弥陀佛阿弥陀佛 do I recite it correctly? His daughter answered, you are right. Other people in his family standing beside his bed, they laughed at him.They thought that this old man had become foolish. At this time, this old layman lie in bed with his eyes closed. He asked his non-daughter, Is it just that this? He then kept reciting, Amitofo, Amitofo, Amitofo. He passed away for only reciting three words of Amitofo.People thought that he was asleep, but few hours later, he kept the same sleep position as usual. He was with a sweet smile, and then he had already passed away. The standard robe is fixed on his old man. Why do I say so? He had the purified thought in his mind. He never redo the same thing in his life. He only invite the person who he had not known at first time. It is not okay to have the second meal at his house because they had already known to each other.I only invite the stranger I first meet to each other on the bridge, said by the old man. And now I will pass away and then I pass away. To treasure the present time and toLeave the yesterday away from you. The standard drop is big on this kind of person. He knows that attain and receive the Buddha precepts. He is having with restraint and truthfulness.